You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Mr. Patrick Daly, the president and CEO of Cohera Medical, with over 20 years of experience in medical device sales, marketing, international marketing, and leadership positions throughout the Johnson & Johnson organization and Cohera Medical Incorporated. Patrick, certainly welcome you to Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks so much for having us. It's a great honor to be here today.
Hey, it is certainly ours as well. So, Patrick, tell me about your background, first of all, and how it led you to Cohera Medical.
Absolutely. As you mentioned in the introduction, I spent about 14 and a half years at Johnson & Johnson, in particular the medical device segment of the business at Ethicon Endosurgery. Prior to that, I was an officer in the United States Army from 1986 through the end of 1990, beginning of 1991. So the way I got into Ethicon Endosurgery is I had played lacrosse in college and growing up, and was always, as the, one of the smaller guys on the team, always getting beat up, and got to know some of the orthopedic surgeons and thought I would like to get into that medical space. But by the time I served my five-year commitment after graduating from West Point, I was looking around saying, wow, 14-plus years of schooling, I'm going to be in my mid-40s by the time I can kind of hang my own shingle up. So decided to get into the medical space because I liked it so much, and Johnson & Johnson was an outstanding company to start with, and I really had a great opportunity there, had a great time there, spent not only time throughout the United States, but relocated over to the Asia-Pacific region, in particular Australia, and, you know, helped develop businesses down there. And that really was the impetus that got me to wanting to start my own business. I realized there were some opportunities and some things I had done Johnson & Johnson that I thought maybe I can do on my own. And like any entrepreneur, you always think you can do it. And in 2006, started Cohera Medical.
Impressive and very interesting. Now, what does Cohera Medical do, and can you talk more about your pipeline, if that makes sense?
Absolutely. Well, Cohera Medical is a medical device company. There were some questions of that when we started the company because our first technology is a surgical adhesive, a urethane adhesive, basically. And I've had now over the last 6 years people ask me various ways to describe it. Can you give me the simple way? Can you give me... I had someone the other day said, can you give me the Sesame Street, Kermit the Frog kind of definition of what you do? And when you break it down that way, I think everyone is aware of what Gorilla Glue is, or you know, something like that, that you know, glue ceramic or wood or something together and it's very strong. We basically, our lead technology person, Dr. Eric Beckman, who really is he and Michael Buckley, Dr. Michael Buckley, were the two people that had the brainstorm behind the technology back in the early 2000s, but our product is basically Gorilla Glue with all the bad bits taken out, and it's a urethane adhesive, very, very strong. And what makes us unique, and in that lead product particularly unique, is that really don't have any, in effect, inert to the body. We don't have any side effects or issues. So what it does is it allows surgeons to, in effect, glue various parts of the body back together, and obviously we're not inside the abdominal cavity, but you know, when you glue tissue, planes of tissue together after you know either reconstructive surgery, elective cosmetic surgery, or various other procedures that need planes of tissue put together. So that's our lead product, and that we've been very fortunate to have launched that in Europe. We're commercial. We got the CE mark approval back in the summer of 2011, and we have our pilot launch started last fall in Germany, and we're seeing quite a successful ramp up of that technology. As far as the pipeline, what's really unique about what Dr. Beckman and Buckley were able to do is we can build a lot of technologies off of that core molecule, so to speak. The second product we have is called Flexyl, and what's unique about that is it's a bowel sealant. There's never been a synthetic bowel sealant before, and quite honestly, there haven't been many, or there really haven't been any at all in the last beginning of time when it comes to surgery. And so we have a product that we've now done some preclinical testing on and shown to be 5 to 15 times stronger than anything that's on the market. And what's interesting is that our product doesn't replace the staples and the sutures doctors currently use. What it does is they would use that the current technology they have, but they would then put our sealant, our Flexyl, around the anastomosis, where the doctors maybe took out the bad part of the bowel. And what we're finding is we've basically eliminated post-operative leaks. And really, post-operative leaks are a very big problem, obviously not only for the patient, they have to go back to the intensive care unit. They either can get extremely sick or have a reoperation. And in some instances, those patients, die. And that's something that we've really set our mind to fixing and improving that patient outcome. And it's really great for hospitals, too, because the overall healthcare system could be saved. You know, if you can really just cut the amount of leaks after post-operative leaks after bowel surgery, think of the massive savings to the healthcare system, because every time a patient goes back to the intensive care unit, this varies by hospital, but the numbers we've seen, it can be as high, as low as $50,000 to as high as $200,000 to get that person, reoperated on and or taken care of in the ICU. And then finally, we have a whole host of products that are in our funnel, so to speak. We have an adhesive for hernia mesh fixation. So what we like to say is we don't make the mesh, but we make the adhesive that can make that mesh stick. So instead of using staples and or sutures, we could augment the mesh with our adhesive. And we also have a bone adhesive that we've worked on. But, unfortunately, with a smaller company with limited revenue, you can't work on everything. So in our funnel right now is our lead technology, tissue glue, and then our second product is Flexyl.
I've noticed that you've had a lot of fundraising success recently, closing over a $25 million Series C round. Can you talk more about your fundraising process, including tips for entrepreneurs who are raising funds for their companies? Ought to be interesting information.
Absolutely, Eric. And, one of the things that was interesting, let me start from the end and work our way backwards. So as of today, through three rounds of financing, we've been able to raise slightly over $50 million. And what we're proud of is that that's all from high net worth individuals. We have no private equity or venture capital money. And this is not to disparage either one of those avenues to raise money. Just for us, it wasn't a fit at the time. We did talk to venture capital. We did have some interest and actually had a couple of term sheets that we just didn't deem appropriate for us when we were doing our Series B, for example. But, we've been very successful through three rounds of financing. And I think what I think has made us successful is a couple of things. One is we set out and built a very strong business plan and had a very committed process to what we wanted to do as an organization. And we were committed to our lead technology. We're committed to have at least one or two products in the funnel. And for full disclosure, the product we had that was second in the pipeline back in 2006 is not our second in the pipeline product. We came to the second in the pipeline product, Flexyl, the bowel sealant, because of some of the R&D work we were doing on other things and realized, wow, this is a $1 billion market for this bowel procedure just in the U.S. alone. So that's something we wanted to look at as well. So I think it's been a strong adherence to a business plan. It's been hiring the right people. In my previous experiences with a bigger company, and what I saw when I did some business development work is people tend to kind of look at what the success of the company is by the number of people you have, and that's not necessarily true. You got to bring on the right people. We kept headcount very limited for an extremely long time in the company, but then brought on the right people when we needed them. So we think had a strong business plan, brought on the right people, had a really great technology, which is obviously paramount in this process. And that's been very helpful for us. And then finally, we set out, when we told investors we were going to raise money every other year. So we weren't going to come out and have a cash call in between our A and B round or our B and C round. And that's been important too, because we've always said that the best time to raise money is, the old analogy I heard is, if you're a frog and you're on the lily pad, that's the time to raise money. But if you jump from one lily pad to the next, and you fall short of the lily pad and you're in the water, no one is your friend. And it's tough to raise money when you start trying to swim and survive. So we've been pretty clear and fortunate that we were going to get to each lily pad before we raised money, which means meeting our milestones, and we've been successful in doing that.
Today we are joined by Mr. Patrick Daly, the president and CEO of Cahara Medical, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Patrick, can you share a few tips for other entrepreneurs who are interested in pursuing their own ventures?
Oh, absolutely. It's interesting. When we started this back in January of 2006, it was me sitting in a room that was about 10 foot by 10 foot, and you really have to put in a lot of hours, and you really have to believe in what you're doing. I say to people all the time who ask me, if you're doing this just to flip the company, you think you can come up with a great idea, or you have a great idea and you're just going to put a shell of a company around it and not have the passion and integrity and the hard work that goes into it, and you think you can flip the idea, you probably can in some cases. But I think if you're going to build a successful venture, you really need to believe in the long-term vision. And that's one of the things we did at Cohera. We always tried to act bigger than we were, whether it be with, the way our website looks, the way, the vendors that we chose, the people that we hired. We always tried to put ourselves in a position to be a bigger and stronger company. So I think the big key and the biggest tip I would give people is, if you really love what you're doing, then go do it. And then the final tip I will give them is, don't listen to anyone else, because everyone and their brother will tell you can't, or you shouldn't, or that can't work. And I always relate to the story when we raised our Series A, we raised a little over $7 million. And people, when we got here to Pittsburgh, said, well, you be happy raising $500,000 or $1 million and then move on. And I always said, well, to get from that one lily pad to the next, we need a minimum of $4 million. So we set out to raise a minimum of $4 to a maximum of $17 million. It gave us that base to go out and really get people to buy into our vision and mission. So raise more money than you think, and have a passion for what you do.
Good, sound advice. Now, if you wouldn't mind, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Cohera Medical online.
Sure. You can go to www.coheramed.com. And that's Cohera, M as in Mary, ED.com. And we have a pretty interactive website with a lot of information about what we're doing.
Very good. And in closing, in addition to all the rich content that you've already left us here today, what could you lend to our listeners that they could put into action today that would help lead them to success from your experience?
Well, I think, we've talked quite a bit about, my views on, what entrepreneurs need to have to pursue their own ventures. And I think the final thing, or if I were to add anything else, is that, just believe in what you're doing. I mean, sometimes things could go pretty quickly, and sometimes things can take a lot longer than you think they normally would. So if you believe in your vision and your mission, I think you'll be ultimately successful.
He is Mr. Patrick Daly, the president and CEO of Cohera Medical, with over 20 years of experience in medical device sales, marketing, international marketing, and leadership positions throughout the Johnson & Johnson organization and Cohera Medical Incorporated. And the website of reference is CoheraMedical.com. Patrick, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.